Today I would like to share a few things about the first reading and the gospel readings. In the first readings, we realize that Barnabas' mission. So then he asked the people, he urged them all to remain faithful to the Lord with heartfelt devotion. I was thinking of this period of time. During this pandemic time, there are many people already is left out from the church. When they are inside, and then they were thinking of church. Some only few people, they have access to participate in this mass. And there are lots of people, they were thinking of, are we going to go back to church or not? What is our faith? Where is God? So it's here, it's in this first, the reading, the Barnabas mission. He's saying that, remain faithful to the Lord with heartfelt devotion. And also here in this place, Antioch is a great place. And it was that the disciples were first called Christians. It's now we say Christian, Christian, Christian. Yes, that name is first time is called an Antioch. The disciples were called. And in our second reading, I mean the gospel reading, said two things. It struck me that I and the Father are one. And also, you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. Again, it's believe. You see how Jesus trying to convince the people and telling them that he and the Father are one. In our society, there are different types of people. So a few of them saying, yes, Jesus is God, and he is fully divine, because of their deep faith in Jesus. And also some of them, they believe that because their parents said to them, yes, Jesus is God, and he is Son of God, because he is fully divine. Their parents said them, so then they follow. And then the other people, their life experience, the experience with God and his miracles in their life. So there are different types of people. But now, in this world, the whole world is understood now, there is something. There is a great power above all our scientists, all our countries and powers. There is something is up there. So that one is, for us, is God. You see, now they couldn't find a vaccine for this virus yet. So now we have to think this time, yes, who can find, why we couldn't find? So there's one word is Jesus, it's God. He got the power. Some people, they're saying, there is no locks without key. If you find the lock, should be there's the key. So now we are in lockdown. So it should be there's a key to open this lockdown. So reflect. The gospel reading clearly tells us who is Jesus and what is the relationship between Jesus and God. So, do we believe that Jesus is our Savior and God? Are we His sheep? Then, do not be afraid about our life and our future. So let's dedicate our life to Jesus and trust in Him, and then He will lead us to the way.